Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the College Countdown Podcast, a very special edition we've got on hand for you today. I am your host, Joel Fortenbaugh, joined as always by NFB College Scouting Director, Wes Bunning. Wes, we are here. We are in Mobile. We're at the USS Alabama. It's media night for the Senior Bowl, night one. How are you feeling right now? We watched a little practice today, checked out the weigh-ins. What stood out to you?
Joe, it's been an action-packed day. We got up early. We got the weigh-ins.
Real
early. We saw Big Mount Cody coming in at 370. We went out to practice then. We've been doing a bunch of write-ups. We just had a great Southern meal, a lot of hospitality, and now we're about to take in, talk to some good kids. So,
speaking of the weigh-ins, we're going to get to some interviews in a second. Both teams, let me set the stage for the listeners out there. Both teams, the North and the South, are here. Media night is held at the beautiful USS Alabama battleship. The media is fed, the players are fed, and then everyone just mingles, interviews. It's outstanding. We attended the North practice tonight. It's the only day of the week where the practices are held simultaneously because the weigh-ins are in the morning. Word on the street is the South practice. Tim Tebow calls to stir. It was chaos and pandemonium for everyone wanting to see Tebow. You talked to some guys that were over there. What'd they have to say?
Well, they said there's screaming girls everywhere, Joe, going crazy. Mothers with, you know, camcorders, and they had to check them for everything. It was a pretty wild scene. A 10-year vet I talked to even said he's never seen anything like it in all 10 years that he's been here. So pretty new experience over at the South squad. We took in the much quieter North team today. Saw some pretty good talent. Matt Tennant, Jacoby Ford did a nice job, so we'll have the write-up for that. But yeah, Tim Tebow's going quite the stir here down in Mobile.
You know, last year we were here doing this, and the talent, both rosters were nice. We really liked the fact that there were so many USC players. All three USC linebackers showed up. Two ended up being first-round picks. Clay Matthews to the Packers. Even higher, Brian Cushy, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie Defensive Player of the Year for the Houston Texans. This year, tons of talent. Who are some of the big names that stand out to you from these rosters this year?
Well, I like the defensive tackles, Joe. You know I love
defense. You love the trenches, Wes. Love the trenches.
Dan Williams, when you seen that guy at the weigh-in today, came in at 328. We both looked at each other. Couldn't believe the guy came in that heavy. Might have the thickest lower half I've ever seen. Jared Odrick from Penn State.
And that's my boy right there.
Big Mount Cody. I mean, those are three big-time defensive tackles, first-round talent. I think they're going to help NFL teams next year. But for those three guys, especially in the trenches, to be here, I think that really says a lot about how competitive they are. I think they're going to do well for themselves.
You know I'm a skill position guy. I love the flash, so I'm excited to see Cincinnati wide receiver Marty Gilliard, Ole Miss running back Dexter McCluster, two guys I'm very excited to see this week. Taylor Mays, safety from USC. I'm all about big names. I'm a showman. You know how I do it. I love the guys in the trenches. Don't get me wrong, but I'm going to leave that to you while I go ahead and focus more on the bigger names, because that's what I do. I get caught up in all of it. I'm a true fan.
You love big plays, Joe.
I like big plays. I'd like to believe I'm a guy that can make big plays. Clearly, we've seen I am not. You saw it last night at the bar as we were watching the Saints game. I am not making big plays. But, all right, well, listen, we're about to get set to start doing some interviews here. Going now by Cincinnati quarterback Tony Pike. Tony, how's it going, man?
Great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for joining us. One day of practice down. You guys had meetings yesterday, weigh-ins this morning. So far, what's the process been like?
Yeah, it's been crazy, you know, getting in here Saturday night. And ever since then, it's you know, you're still trying to get your feet wet, but at the same time, trying to take everything in. Maybe you get a few days to actually meet some of these guys, and then guys you've been watching in college football for a while.
Guys you've been playing against, too.
Guys you've been playing against, and now you're becoming friends and teammates with them. So you're trying to balance all that, and then you're getting pulled by some scouts to do some interviews, and at the same time, you're trying to take in learning the whole offense in 4 days. So it's pretty crazy. Just trying to get going here.
So how much fun was it? You wake up this morning, first thing you have to do is walk out in a pair of tighty whiteys in front of 500 NFL scouts. What was that like knowing you had to wake up and do that this morning?
Not easy. No. Not what I was expecting. I was just thinking, your normal way in, go up there in shorts and a shirt. And then we stripped down and 2,000 people standing, so it's kind of awkward. So it was good to get that out of the way and now just move on to football.
You're one of a few guys down here this week that's joined by some teammates that you played with in college, most notably wide receiver Marty Gilliard, who you guys, it's well documented how successful you were together this year. What's it like? I noticed a lot of early on with the one-on-ones just getting loose. It was you and him matched up pretty much every time. What's it like having Marty down here with you?
It just brings a level of comfort. I think the biggest things when you get these all-star games and a new team and stuff like that is your time is going to be a little off. All the guys are at the same skill level, but coming out of your break might be a little different or just things that you pick up on just playing so long with the guys. So it's nice to have a guy that you're familiar with down here that, as a safety valve almost, you know, when you see him out there, you know what he's going to be, and if the defense gives it to you, you can take it.
We'll talk about practice today. Not ideal conditions, a little windy down there it looked like, but you look like you had an arm to cut through the wind, the ball outside the numbers. But what was the first day of practice like? Obviously, don't put too much stock into it or anything. You guys were just trying to feel each other out.
It was good to get out there. Mm-hmm. You go so long with not playing football, and it's great to be back out there. You forget, you know, how much you love the game and how much joy this game brings. And like I said, being able to share the field with guys that we're playing with and guys we're going to play against is amazing. So. It was nice to just get back out there and play again and you know, get your feet wet a little bit and hopefully each day just continue to get better.
As you work through the process of Senior Bowl now, you're going to continue to interview the Combine next month. I mean, a lot going on. If you could step outside the box and step into the shoes of a scout and look at yourself, you know, what would you want to work on most to try to get better?
I just want to work on, you know, making that transition from a shotgun quarterback to you know, that under-center system. And it's something that, you know, I did my first few years at UC, so it's not something totally new, but at the same time, you know, it's something you haven't done for a while and you want to polish up. So I'm probably working the hardest on that, just taking that drive from under center.
And what are you hoping to accomplish this week? Obviously, you want to impress people and play well, but what are some of the goals that you came in that you really focused on this week?
Just to get better every day. I think if you leave here a better player than you came in, you're gonna have some success moving forward to the combine. And at the same point, you know, going out there and having solid days on the practice field. It's one thing, you know, you get to meet these scouts and let them see what kind of person you are. But at the same time, you know, you go out on the field and you got to perform right there too. So it's fun. And at the same time, you know, it's challenging. And obviously, you know, the rewards will be great, you know, if you continue to do well.
Talk about what it's been like. Like I said, only a couple of days, but you get the opportunity to work with an NFL coaching staff this week, the Detroit Lions and Jim Schwartz. Obviously, they know what it's going like with a rookie quarterback and Matthew Stafford this year. What's it been like to get to talk with them and learn from what it is that they bring to the table?
It's really been an honor. Obviously, you know, the guys here, it's a select group of guys that you know, get an upper hand on, or maybe some other guys, you know. Born here in London from an NFL team, you know, the system that you're going to see in an NFL offense and just learn the ins and outs, you know, the meetings, you know, what to expect with practices. And you know, that stuff carries over. And, you know, it's a good starting point for guys coming out of college to be able to get that experience.
That's a good point about the meetings, because everyone thinks, you know, you might be working with the offenses, learning some pro offenses, but you're learning all the behind-the-scenes stuff, too, what life's going to be like with that. Because your whole life, it's not like going to class and being in college and, you know, Friday nights and all that stuff outside the season. But I'm going to leave that. Do you have any other questions? I'm going to get to the Super Bowl question.
No, I'm good. Let's hit him with the tough one.
Super Bowl, Saints, Colts, two great quarterbacks. Obviously, you're a quarterback. If you were going to pick one of them to win this game, who you got?
You know, I'm gonna love the way the Saints play, but you know, I think with the way Peyton Manning handles that offense and you know, the work he does off the field, he's gonna have those guys ready to go, and I think it'll be an exciting game.
Tony Pike, I think the first one tonight that took the Colts.
Yeah, well, you know, he's the smart one. He's the quarterback.
Saints because
so.
Of their girlfriends. Yeah, that's why the girlfriends are the Saints. So, Tony Pike, man, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Right back in action here at the USS Alabama in Mobile, Alabama, joined now by South Carolina linebacker Eric Norwood. Eric, first day of practice, what's your interpretation working with NFL team, NFL staff, first day to get out there, mix it up? How you feel?
Feel good. The coaches are great. Players are great. Practice is a lot faster. But it's kind of like an SEC Saturday. So, kind of got used to it.
A lot of USC guys out here, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. I think it's about 28 of us.
Can you talk about the weigh-in today a little bit? The big knock on you is, are you big enough? Are you 5'11"? Are you 6 foot, 6'1"? Are you big enough? I mean, was that a relief today?
Yeah, it was a relief. It was a relief coming in at 6 foot, 7'8" and 247.
It's almost 6'2", man.
So, it was cool, though. It was cool. And I think a lot of teams, I mean, hopefully, took some of the doubt out. Height doesn't determine football skills at all. So play it from the heart. So.
South team practice today. We were over at the north side. We heard it was kind of chaotic with Tebow and Coach Saban showing up at some point. Talk a little bit about what that was like with all the fans there.
Well, I didn't see Coach Saban. But Tebow, yeah, that was crazy.
A lot of fans out
that
there.
That was crazy. Yeah, Tebow, he probably can't go to Walmart. I feel sorry for the guy, man.
We're going to get back to some football now.
Yeah, I just I had to ask because if you're there, it's we came down and saw last week, and practice is a lot of scouts, a lot of coaches, but the fanfare, we heard it was huge over there today, which is very rare. But back to football, Wes, I'll leave the football questions to you. I'll ask the TMZ BS.
Well, Eric, we know you can get after the passer, play with your hand on the ground. Sometimes South Carolina will stand you up, but you find a way to get sacks, which is great, but team's looking at you 4-3, 3-4. Where do you feel more comfortable? Yeah, you're willing to do anything?
I'm pretty much willing to do anything. I mean, I played in every scheme that you can imagine. And I think the thing that's helped me out the most is my versatility. And I've been effective when asked to do different things. So it doesn't matter if it's 3-4, 4-3, inside or out. I'm willing to do anything, special teams. I just want to be on the kick through.
You guys had the big win earlier this season, Thursday night, I believe, against Ole Miss. Now, you're on the team this week with a couple Ole Miss guys, running back Dexter McCluster, also wide receiver Shea Hodge. Have you got a chance to talk to them yet?
Yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it briefly, but just kind of moved on about it, laughed at it a little bit.
Are they asking you, you're going to let you rush the passer at all this week? At practice?
Yeah,
are you standing up a lot?
We did it today, like, during our little session we had versus the linebackers versus tight ends and running backs. Mm-hmm. Did pretty well on that. I'm hoping to get down and go against the offensive lineman sometime this week to show what I can do with my hand on the ground. It's got 2 points there.
If I had to ask you one thing, that if you stepped outside the box and you were a scout and you were evaluating yourself, what's one thing you think you could work on between now and draft day?
My hand use.
Hand use?
Yeah,
and how do you think you can improve and work on that?
Just consistently, just going, doing drills on the shed, shedding blockers like on the bags and stuff like that.
Yeah. Are there enough SEC guys down here?
Yeah.
Everywhere I look, goodness sakes, man. But, hey, I'm good, Joe.
Is there a sense of pride in that, though, looking around? I mean, you played the SEC. A lot of people regard it as the best conference in the country. You come down to an all-star event, you guys are all over the place.
You got to represent. I think a lot of guys are kind of trying to measure themselves up to a lot of SEC guys. So some of this stuff, I mean, these hard practices and all these all-stars we're playing with, I mean, we go through this every Saturday. There's a lot of parity in the SEC. So.
Eric Norwood, linebacker, South Carolina. Thanks for stopping by, man. Really appreciate it.
All right.